欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天呢是520是一个非常非常特别的日子这个日子呢让我想起了三毛还有荷西想起了那本三毛的撒哈拉的故事这本书真是百看不厌除了感受到三毛描述的异域风情之外呢更多感受到的是一种很极致的爱情爱情究竟可以有多么极致多么美今天我们就来分享一句这样的话这句话呢不仅内容特别特别的好而且呢它读起来特别押韵就是很美你们听 If my love were an ocean There will be no more land If my love were a desert You would see only sand If my love were a star Late at night Only light And if my love could grow wings I'd be soaring in flight 是不是特别美特别押韵呢我们来看一下这段话的意思是什么 If my love were an ocean 如果我的爱是海洋 There will be no more land 那么这世上便没有陆地了 If my love were a desert You could see only sand 如果我的爱是沙漠那么你就只能看见沙子了 If my love were a star Late at night Only light 如果我的爱是一颗星星那么在深夜里你就只能看见光明。And if my love could grow wings, I'd be soaring in flight. 如果我的爱呢可以长出翅膀，那么我就会在空中翱翔。这段话呢，全部用到的是虚拟语气。什么是虚拟语气呢？虚拟语气表示的是说话的人的主观愿望，就是它是和事实不符的一种假设，来表达他那种很强烈的愿望。我们看第一句啊。If my love were an ocean, 如果我的爱是海洋 there will be no more land. 这世上呢就不再会有陆地。事实上呢我的爱不是海洋但是我特别希望它是海洋。如果我是海洋之后呢这世上便没有陆地了。在本段的虚拟语气当中呢它表示的是和现在事实相反。那么它的结构呢是这样子的。If 引导的条件句它当中的谓语动词呢是过去时。然后它的主句呢是 would 或者 could 加动词原形这样的结构呢就表示的是和事实相反了我们看第二个句子也是同样符合这样的一个规律的 If my love were a desert 是 be 动词的过去式不过在虚拟语气当中呢这里呢就是用固定的 were You would see only land 这里呢就是 would 加动词原形了而且你发现了吗前两句的话它用的是 land sand 这个韵脚后两句呢是 night, flight, it 这个韵脚听起来特别的押韵关于虚拟语气呢我们再来举两个例子比如说如果我是你我就会带把伞的事实上我不可能是你所以呢我们的 if 这个条件句当中呢就要用 were 这个动词 If I were you, I would take an umbrella If I were you, I would take an umbrella 如果我是你我就会带把伞再比如说这个句子If I knew his telephone number, I would tell you. If I knew, 用到的是 know 的过去式。如果我知道他电话号码呢，我就会告诉你。但事实上我并不知道。他表达的是说话人强烈的愿望，但却是和事实不符的。好，接下来呢，我们来看一下这段话应该怎么来读才好听。在我们的完整的学习笔记当中呢，会有这段话的省音连读技巧。如果想看到完整的学习笔记，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。接下来呢我来慢慢读一下注意结合学习笔记哦 If my love were an ocean There would be no more land If my love were a desert You would see only sand If my love were a star Late at night Only light And if my love could grow wings I'd be soaring in flight所以我们来看一下这段话应该怎么来断句呢 If my love were an ocean There will be no more land If my love were a desert You would see only sand If my love were a star Late at night Only light And if my love could grow wings I'd be soaring in flight